Hello and welcome to episode 127 of the Time Bat Show. I'm one of your hosts, Time Asus.
And I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And if it sounds different, it's because we're face to face.
We are sitting across from each other right now.
Don't laugh. We haven't even done anything.
I know.
I'm in town for the weekend, and we decided to record a live episode. This is weird. I don't like looking at you while we do.
Should I move? If I move, it's going to mess up our sound.
We've only done this like 3 times, and I don't like it. It's strange because, like, I feel like sometimes when we're doing an episode, I'm not looking at you right now because it's odd. I feel like sometimes when we're doing an episode, what I talk to you about is different than what I'd talk to you about if we were face-to-face sitting in person.
Yeah. I think that's true for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're over the internet when we record
it. That's true. So
there's our respective houses.
There's less awkwardness.
Yeah.
Not that then we're awkward, because we know each other, but I think in general.
Yeah, the topics are different. So what is happening in your mind when we talk on a regular show? Like, because there's something what is the method feel like?
The method is try to talk about interesting stuff and try to be somewhat funny, I guess. That's what I'm thinking about. What are you thinking about?
When I talk to you and we're over the internet, I kind of lose focus of what I'm looking at directly in front of me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do too. I'm like looking at the microphone.
Yeah. I probably make weird faces when I'm talking to you like normally on the internet.
Yeah, this is weird right now.
It's kind of like playing a video game. No, it's like playing a video game. Yeah. You know, if you play a game by yourself, you're going to make faces at the
TV. And you're in the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're not in the
moment. And if you're across from someone, you're kind of like seeing yourself through
that. Right now, I'm not in the moment. I'm like, this is weird. I'm like conscious of what I'm doing right now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because if I make a weird face, you might think like, oh, did I do something weird?
But see, I make faces all the time when we're doing the podcast, and you can't see them. But we just got out of John Wick 3. What was your review out of 5 stars? Give me a star value.
Should I review it as like a John Wick sequel or as a normal movie? Like, is it a standalone movie or am I rating it as a sequel?
Do both. Rate it both. That's both.
So as a John Wick sequel, probably a 4.
Out of 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
But as like standalone its own movie? Uh-huh. Maybe a 3.
Yeah. I might agree with that because it was a good John Wick movie. But if I didn't watch John Wick 1 and 2 before watching it, I would have no idea what's happening in the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They did a lot of things. They had a lot of world building in this one, I feel like.
You know what I mean? If you didn't see the first 2 movies, you would have no idea.
You'd be lost.
What's going on.
Because the second one kind of ends on like a cliffhanger, and this one starts like immediately after. You know what I mean?
Minutes after.
Like, yeah, literally minutes after. And if you didn't know what was going on, you'd have no idea. I mean, you'd see John will kill a lot of people. And that's fun, but you wouldn't know why anything is happening.
Yeah, that's most of the fun of the movie. And this something happened this movie. I won't spoil anything, but something cool they did this movie was it wasn't just John Wick
killing people. It was other people killing
people. There were other people killing people,
that are good. The good people. Good guys, not bad guys. I liked the bad guy in this one, without spoiling it. I don't know how to do this without spoiling it. But he was like...
He was camp. He was funny.
He was funny. I liked him.
Yeah.
He was cool.
He had some humor.
Most of the time, the bad guys are like really like, you know what I mean? Like they have no remorse or whatever. But the one in this one was fun. I liked him. I mean, the main guy that wanted to kill John Wick because everybody wants to kill him. But I don't know. How did you feel about it in compared to the other John Wick movies? Better, worse, the same? What are we talking about?
Maybe very slightly worse than the first two.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's the same thing.
It's the third one.
It's the same stuff. I really had fun watching it, but it's just John.
He can only kill people so many ways.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, I've seen him kill people like this before. Although they got a little creative with this one.
Yeah,
the ways he killed people.
There were interesting kills.
By the end, it was just the same kind of kills over and over again. But in the beginning, they went out of their way to really...
spice it up.
Remember? I don't want to spoil it, but the first fight, and then the second one, and then the third one all had, like, unique kill methods.
First and second were the best... I shouldn't say that. But anyway, the first and second fights were the best.
They're the best ones. the second one especially, I think, was the best one with the... I'm going to motion it so you don't have to...
Yeah.
With the...
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
So it was good. It was good. I would recommend watching it. So what's on the docket today? We're talking about
John Wick.
John Wick 3.
Just did that.
We're done. The podcast is over. No, how are you doing?
I'm great.
This is weird to like talk to you face to face.
Yeah, it is, because we don't talk face to face very often, and now we're sitting kind of on convention chairs.
It's like a. I feel like we are in convention chairs. I feel like we're in the back room of a convention. Do you think that since we do this remotely, do you think we could ever record a live episode of this podcast with other people watching us? Not that it will ever get that popular.
Yeah, I could do it.
You could do it? Yeah. I could do
it. I bet you could.
I don't think I could. I would be very self-conscious, and then I would, like, make jokes that are really bad. Like, I would try to be really funny, and it would be really bad.
You know I bet mean? You could do it.
I think what would happen is I would talk too much, and then I'd realize I'm talking too much, and then I would stop talking, and you wouldn't know how to fill the air because you have no idea what I'm talking about, and then we'd just kind of sit there and be like,
hey, everybody. Hello, Cleveland, or wherever the hell we are.
It would be Cleveland. It would be, like, Minnesota or something.
Do you think they have, like...
This is a business venture. No, I just thought of something. You know how they have, like, conventions for video games?
Yeah.
They have conventions for, like, podcasts and stuff. But, yeah. Like... Yeah, they do. For, okay. Like, popular ones.
Okay.
What if we started a podcast convention only for unpopular podcasts?
So there's a threshold, like a subscriber threshold
or something? You can't have, like, more than 1,000 listeners. And you come to the podcast convention.
Okay.
And then you record a bunch of live episodes while you're there. And it's in, like, the cheapest city in America.
This might be really fun, actually.
Right? It's in, like, Kansas or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of what I'm imagining. Have you ever seen Beyond the Summit? It's, like, a mm-hmm. video game tournament in California. There's this big house that some rich person owns in California.
Yes, it could be someone's house, yeah.
And in the house, they have everything. In this case, it would be they would have all high-tech sound equipment, like way better than what we have mm-hmm. in our small podcast.
Yeah.
And the idea is that everybody sleeps there for like a week straight. Mm-hmm. And the whole week, we all just like podcast.
And we rotate.
And there's team building exercises, too. Like, we would play Live Mafia together.
And, like, do trust falls.
Do trust falls.
There you go.
And the thing is, you record everything and make kind of a small little...
Montage
at the end.
And then everyone could do their own podcast, but then they can put out, like, a group episode.
Yeah.
Of, like, everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, everybody releases their own individual episodes, and then also there's a group episode that everybody takes part in, sort of equally.
It's kind of like an independent music festival or something like that.
Yeah.
But for podcasts that are really small.
That are really small.
We could start that, because we don't have a lot of listeners, and I know there's a lot of podcasts out there that are also really small. And they want to go to conventions. Like, they're not going to get invited to any of them, because they're so small, you know?
So, what's the incentive for them... coming
it's
to
fun.
The podcast. Because for one, no one would listen.
You know who would listen? The other podcast people.
And their moms.
Mom, I was at this podcast convention. They would basically hope that one person there. Here's what we need to do, okay? We need to convince one podcast that's slightly more popular to come. In hopes that they will promote everyone else's podcast.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So you could have, like, the podcast summit hosted mm-hmm. by whatever...
Famous podcast. Or semi-famous podcast.
They're not actually recording during it. They just kind of MC everything.
Yeah, they're just there for, like, emotional support.
Yeah, they're the narrator.
And, and we could guilt them into coming... To be like, help out the scruffy grassroots podcasts or whatever. And they'd be like, okay, we'll do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
We would have to pay them, but...
A lot of money, yeah. That's doesn't sound super good. I don't know how we would make money off of this. It would be all donation-based, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like,
you could have incentives. Like, if you donate this much money, we'll record an extra 15 minutes.
It's a tiered program.
Yeah.
No. We have to do it in a charity. Like, make it a charity, too.
Who's the charity? Us?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, do like how all the video game things do it, right? They're like, oh, this is going to cancer research or something.
Okay.
So you do like half to cancer and then half to the podcasters.
I don't know. It's not going to work.
Why not? Because it's too much to the podcasters.
Yeah.
Well, what they get out of... Okay, the podcasters don't get money, but they do get exposure for their podcast, which is why they would come.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like a weekend, like a 3-day thing. You come, you live stream it all, and then people donate. This doesn't make any sense.
It would never
you
work.
You donate money. Hold on. There's a way to do this. Okay, it's like a telethon, right?
Okay.
But every hour for 24 hours, I got it. Every hour for 24 hours, a new podcast episode happens.
Okay.
So, like, we go and we're like, all right, you've got the 6 p.m. slot
mm-hmm.
for your episode, and it's an hour long. And then another podcast, I have the 7 p.m. Another has the 8, and another has, like, the 1 a.m.
Okay.
And, look, so, like, there's a different podcast every hour for 24 hours. And people, when they're listening to it, because it's live, they donate money to support this charity.
That's a really good idea. See, that would work, because you can even do that remotely. Mm-hmm. Do you know? Like,
yeah.
Not everyone actually
You don't
to
have
be
to be
the
at the
same.
Big house, but you can be at the big house if you want.
Yeah, you
if
can. You want.
That's what we'd call it, the big house.
Big house.
I feel like that's already a thing.
Big house HQ. Yeah, big house is a Smash tournament.
Damn it. Well, we need something else. The big apartment.
It's like a 3-bedroom instead of everybody's 1-bedroom.
The big apartment. And then everyone brings like a sleeping bag or whatever. Yeah, see, that could work. And then you live stream it. And then each podcast gets their own individual episode that they record and put out normally. But they've got, they're part of this big 24-hour stream too.
Would you be okay with entering into something like that? Because I would do it.
I would do it.
Yeah.
But see, the thing, nobody would do it. Nobody would host it because there's no money in it.
Right.
We would have to be the ones to put this together, is what I'm telling you.
I mean, how expensive could it be?
Expensive! Like,
let's get rid of the whole big house element.
Damn it, I want the big house.
I know, that's the most fun
that's
part.
That's the whole point of this thing. All right, we get rid of the big house element.
Maybe we can rent a house, Airbnb or something. Maybe we don't need to buy a whole house.
We need to buy a house. To dose the podcast convention. All right, hold there. So we rent an Airbnb in like the middle of the country, so people are
okay.
Conveniently located.
Missouri or something.
Yeah, Missouri, like in St. Louis or something like that. The big house St. Louis is what we'll call it. So we do that. We get a bunch of podcasters on board, like 10 or so.
Yeah.
Actually, we need 24 to fill an hour.
Would it just be one day? That
hours.
Seems like a lot for just one day. Do 3 days.
One podcast an hour for 3 days?
Yeah.
That's a lot of podcasts. That's like 60-something, 72 podcasts.
I mean, no one would listen to the whole thing, but...
You think we could get that many people in a house?
For a weekend.
In a house?
Oh, that's right. You would need to have everybody there. That's the problem.
They could rotate.
Yeah.
Out of the house. So we rent a Sheraton Inn. Okay, this is it. This is bad. Because then you have to spend more money. Because if you do it like the way conventions do, you rent out a room in a hotel. But that's really expensive.
Let's do a ranch in Missouri.
Where are we going to get a ranch?
There's ranches on Airbnb, I'm sure.
Okay, so we get a ranch.
Everybody camps okay. in the ranch. And it's, no, this doesn't work with it. Audio equipment. I'm just trying to figure out how to get
it's
like 70
the, it's
people.
It's now called Big Ranch.
We all bring our computers out into the ranch.
The Big Ranch. No, we just have to bring like power supplies, like batteries and generators and stuff.
It's a great idea.
The Big Ranch. People would... No, I don't know if they would. I think some people would do it. Here's what we'd do. We'd do Big Ranch. We'd advertise it. We'd be like, oh, we're expecting like 72 podcasts. And like 3 people would show up.
Yeah.
You know?
And...
and then we'd have to fill the air.
We would do like an evening.
We'd do like 3 hours.
Yeah.
But we'd have the ranch for a whole weekend. This is a great idea. I don't know. I think the ranch idea might be the best one. As dumb as it sounds.
There could be a house on the ranch, and the audio equipment is in the house.
Yeah.
Everybody has to stay outside, though, until it's their turn to use the house.
They rotate the house.
Yeah.
And we have activities outside the ranch.
Yeah.
Like team building activities.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's like
cornhole, horseshoes.
Yep, and then like the slackline thing, you know, with the rope or whatever, like
tug of war.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah,
and then stuff like that. You could play mafia. You could do whatever you want. You could play flashlight tag.
Flashlight tag on the ranch.
On the big ranch, and then when it's your turn, we have like a loudspeaker on the house, and it's like. Slot number 26 is up. And then those podcasts come in and they record.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And we'd only need one thing, a podcast recording equipment that way.
Yeah.
You know?
And we would be the recording people. Because, you know, we're really good at that.
That's a lot. We just bring this shitty microphone. We bring one Blue Yeti microphone and your laptop. And you're like, this is it.
All right, everybody sit real close.
That's the recording thing. We bring this microphone and your laptop, and then that's it. And then people are like, this is it? And you're like, yeah, this is Big Ranch.
This is it.
2020. What time of year would we do this?
Do it.
Maybe, spring.
Yeah, spring.
Like or in like April.
Fall.
So April 2020, we can do the first Big Ranch.
Okay.
Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
And we get our pick of the litter for time slots, because we're the originators of it. You know, like 8 p.m. We get the 8 p.m. slot. And then, every night, there's an hour off where no one's podcasting, and we have, like, a pizza party
in the ranch, and there, in maybe the house. There's, there could be a feed of the pizza party. You could set up little webcams.
There you go.
So everybody can watch the pizza party.
And we play live music.
Yeah.
This is getting very large, but I like it. It's
a good idea. You could order enough Papa John's for, like... Like, okay, we're over here on the ranch. Just bring it down to where the horses are.
Bring some Mountain Dew, too. Yeah. We need that. We need to stay up for 24 hours. And then we stream it on Twitch or wherever, YouTube Live or whatever.
Yeah.
And then people watch it. I mean, they probably don't, but we could. And then we ask for donations to... We need a good charity, though.
NAACP. I don't know what that is. I just know the abbreviation. National Animal, is that the animal?
No, that's Advancement of African American.
Okay.
I mean, we could do that.
Yeah, or the animal one. I like whichever.
Or I'm both. Cool yeah, we could both. Do both. You could donate either. Here's what we do. This is really bad. What? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You could have like four you can choose, right?
Yeah. This is a terrible idea, but it's a good one. So you got...
So stupid. Why can you choose?
Hold on. I'm getting to that part.
Okay.
This is really bad. Because, you know, like in Summer Games Done Quick, they like vote to do things and they vote via money.
Right.
Like they're like, oh, I want you to run this versus this. So they donate money to the things. So we got four charities. Everyone donates to one charity. And then whatever has the highest money gets even more money at the end.
So they just take all the money from the other charities and put them all into the one, right?
I haven't thought that part through yet.
No, it's fine. Just be like, no, we're actually going to use your money for the animals.
We would need four equally good charities. Like, of completely different types, right? We got Animal, NAACP.
That's like Humanities.
Mm-hmm. We need like environment. An environment. Yep. Environment one.
I don't know anyone.
And then we need like a kids one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't know any off the top of my head.
Yeah. But those are the three.
Yeah.
Birds.
Audubon Society. No, this is good. We have a list. NAACP, Audubon Society.
Children, like, studying music or
Wolfson's
something.
Children's Hospital.
Yeah, like. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Or
is that the Audubon?
I don't know. We can figure.
They're great charities, all of them.
There you go. And then maybe the ACLU, because that's good too, right?
Is that the animal? Are those?
No, that's American Civil Liberties Union.
I don't know what that.
That's for like helping fight legal battles for people that can't afford it or whatever.
Huh. Sounds good.
See, now we have five. They're all really good. And then people compete.
And then we take all the money and just give it to one.
The Big Ranch. I like this idea. I mean, I think it's pretty good. I don't think anyone... How many podcasts do you think we could get if we, like, devoted our time to actually organize this?
So we take a week off of work and just promote this full time?
Uh-huh.
We could get 12.
12?
Yeah.
You think?
I bet we could.
They would be probably not super popular.
Well, that they can't be popular. That's like a rule, that's right?
That's part of the thing.
No, but I bet you could find 12 people that would take a weekend off, just come out to Mississippi and hang out.
We'd buy a lot of alcohol beforehand.
Yeah, a lot of pizza. It would probably be like $1,000 from each of us to cover it, but we could do it.
I could do that. Yeah. I could swing it. And then there's like a $50 fee for every podcast.
Yeah, just to cover some
stuff. Just to cover some stuff, like the pizza.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like... And then no one would donate any money, and then we would...
Then we'd be like, so we got all this pizza, guys.
Well, we're done.
It would be like three people watching on YouTube.
And no one would get... Like, no one would become more popular, because it was a good idea in theory.
But we would all have a great time.
I think we could circle back around to this in a later date. You know what I mean? We'll put it out on our Twitter and be like...
Yeah.
Some appropriate hashtags... Right? You're good at that.
Yeah, I'm great at social media.
You could just be like, who would be interested in a Big Ranch podcast blowout? What kind of word should we use?
Blowout's not the one.
Big Ranch podcast...
Bonanza.
Bonanza.
Bizarre.
B-R-P-B. Yeah. Big Ranch podcast Bonanza. Perfect. I think we got it. What are we talking about? What else do we have to talk about today? They announced the new Mario Maker, Mario Maker 2.
I haven't seen the trailer, but you told me some of the features.
So, did you play Mario Maker 1?
At your house. That's the only time I've played.
It's a good game. So, they're making a Switch version, Mario Maker 2. And the exciting thing that I am excited about is you can play multiplayer. You can make multiplayer levels, so you can play with other people, like a single Mario Maker level with other people. So, you can make, like, a co-op level, or you can make, like, a race level.
It's kind of like a 3D world.
Mm-hmm.
You can make levels like
that. Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is make like a really hard level that's co-op where some people that are in the level, like the way it said it was like, oh, you can play four co-op. As long as one person gets to the finish line, the whole team wins.
Okay.
So I want one where like some people have to sacrifice themselves
along the way
in order to like win the challenges, because I think that'd be really cool.
Like only one person can make it to the end, and if you're playing with strangers, you know it's gonna be like, I'm not doing it.
Over the internet, wouldn't it be such a cool psychology like test?
Yeah.
Like you're with four people and you all want to get to the end, and you're like, well, I'm not sacrificing myself. Are you? And no one would do it, and you'd see how many people would actually complete it. Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah, you would have to make Mario Maker teams to complete these levels.
No.
And you know what? You would definitely have Mario Maker griefers in these levels.
That would
just want to mess with people.
Yeah, they would intentionally not be good on the teams. Have you played Left 4 Dead 2?
Yeah.
There's a level in that one where like one of the people has to sacrifice themselves for everyone else to get to the level. And like it's really hard to choose who does. Like people will fight and be like, I don't want to die or whatever. You know what I mean? So, I imagine it's something like that. But, I don't know, I wanna play that game.
We had so much fun playing 3D World last time I went to your
3D
house.
3D World is, I think it's one of the best Mario games. I don't think it gets the credit that it deserves, because the levels are really fun.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's unlike the other Mario games, like, because they had the 2D ones that are co-op as well.
Yeah.
But those just aren't as fun with multiple people. But 3D World is like... way more fun the more people you play with, you know? And it has a good balance of, like, the other person is equally helping you, but also kind of screwing you when you screw up or whatever. Because you share lives and everything. But, I don't know.
I thought it was great. That's the only multiplayer Mario game I've ever played that's not the traditional take turns when you die.
Yeah, well, they had New Super Mario Brothers, which you can play... co-op, but it's like it's like traditional Mario side-scrolling, and it works okay, but it gets to the point where it's like, oh, you're too far behind, you're just kind of getting in the way kind of thing, you know? But 3D World seems like it was more designed to
be played
with multiple people. So it's really fun. I hope they do a sequel to that game.
We could make a sequel in Mario Maker 2.
That's our new goal.
That's our new project.
I'm sure that'll be easy.
Yeah.
It'll take, like, no time at all. I wonder if you can, like, make a level and then share it with somebody over the internet and they can edit it. Because that would be cool.
So I could start work on one level and then send it to you and you could finish it?
Yeah.
I bet you can do
that. That'd be neat.
In Mario Maker 1, can't you download other levels and edit them?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So I guess you could do it. It'd be cool if you could work on them at the same time.
Well, I don't think they'll have that. Like Google Drive, like one person's up in the cell here and the other person's typing.
That would be so cool, though.
Yeah.
It's like, that's next, editing this part of the level, and then I'm like down here in the pipes part or something. Wouldn't that be so cool, though?
I bet you would get really cool levels if you let people do that.
That sounds like a networking nightmare, though, because you have to save off that all the time. So they always have to have, like, a backup of every level.
Yeah.
It'd be weird. Anyway. So I'm excited for that game. The other topic I wanted to bring up on this episode, and we almost talked about it last week, but we didn't, was Burger King. This was, like, a month ago, right?
Yeah.
Burger King announced that they were making, what is it called? It's not depression meals, but they're making, like, mental health
meals.
Mental health meals. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, I don't remember what they were all called. I think there was, like, a happy one. There was a sad one. My brain doesn't go to good places with this idea, because it's like, can you call it, like, the PTSD burger?
I mean, that's basically what it is, though. It was for Mental Health Day or week or something, and they introduced the quote-unquote real meals, and they had, I'm trying to find the actual names of them. Can't find the names.
Bipolar.
One of them was like a sad meal or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how does that sit with you?
Pissed meal. Yass meal. DGAF meal. Don't give a fuck meal. Salty meal and blue meal. That's what it was called.
The blue meal.
So one of them is like, you're angry. One of them is like, you're happy. Yes. One of them is don't give a fuck meal, which is like, I don't care about anybody. Mm-hmm. One of them is the salty meal. Like, you're like, not like the food is salty. I mean, it is. But like, I'm annoyed.
Upset about something.
Here. And then one of them is the blue, like the sad meal. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel like this. That much. So basically they're replacing, you know, like McDonald's is a happy meal, so they're doing this like, oh, these aren't happy, these are these other emotions that you feel, and this is for mental illness illness day or week or whatever. I don't think they're available anymore, but I don't know, it doesn't sit very great with me. If you were to choose one of these five meals, which one would you get?
The blue meal, obviously.
The sad one.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to Burger King, that's why, right?
You're sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I wish they would tell you what's in the meals, but they don't. I mean, I'm sure they did at one point, but the issue is they've faced so much backlash for this, they probably, like, killed it. Like, deleted it from, you know what I mean? Like, the internet. Does that make sense?
It's pretty tasteless.
What would your blue meal have? Like if I
were to design it?
Yeah, like design all these meals. Like what would you do? You got the you got pissed, yass, which is really just happy. I don't know why they have to call it the yass meal. It's like a happy person. Mm-hmm. Like the logo is like a happy little thing. Don't give a fuck, salty and blue.
Okay, let's start with blue because that's my favorite one.
My blue meal. You can jump in whenever you want.
Okay.
Mine would be a Big Mac. No, that's not Burger King. What's the Burger King? The Whopper.
Whopper.
Right? Mm-hmm. So mine would be like a Whopper Jr. maybe, because it's not a whole Whopper, because you're sad. And it's like a little old. Like, it's been sitting there a little while. And maybe like someone accidentally spilt some water on it or something like that, you know? And the fries are like not fresh at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the drink you get is like, it's either no ice or, like, mostly ice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if there's mostly ice, it's, like, mostly watered down.
And I think when you order the blue meal, the cashier... Do you remember when McDonald's had supersizing and the cashier was required to ask you, do you want to supersize that?
Yeah.
When you order the blue meal, the cashier is required to ask you, are you sure? Like, it's been sitting out a while.
It's like under a heat lamp. Yeah. And it's like...
Someone already returned this one.
Like, are you sure you want that one? And then you have to, like, verbally say yes.
And it's because I'm sad.
And I'm gonna eat it anyway. And it costs more than all the other meals.
Yeah.
Because you're paying, you're upcharging for being sad.
Yeah. And they have to cover the potential costs of...
You returning it.
Of you returning it, or you being injured when you eat it.
Because, why would you be injured?
Because it's old. It has, like, bacteria in it.
It's made... It's like a yesterday burger.
Yeah.
It's like they made it yesterday, and they couldn't sell it. So it's to the next day, or whatever. Just and it's more expensive.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, I feel like with all these, you need to get, like, some kind of reward for eating them.
Like a t-shirt?
Like, yeah. Like, cheer up. Like, the blue mirror would get, like, a cheer up, like...
Sticker.
The world is good. Like...
Just be yourself
sticker. Yeah, it's like a motivational kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, your luck will change. What would you do for the salty meal?
Salty meal?
Yeah. You're, like, pissed. You're annoyed at something. Not pissed. Pissed is another one.
When I'm pissed, I don't really like to eat.
But this isn't pissed. Pissed is another one.
Oh. What's the difference between salty and
pissed? Salty is like, I don't really know. I think pissed is more like, I want to kill somebody. And salty is like, oh, someone succeeded and I didn't. Like, more of a jealousy kind of, you know what I mean? Like an envy kind of thing.
It's like, maybe I should just give up meal.
Yeah.
So maybe a triple, no. Which one is going to be the biggest one? Is it the salty meal would be the biggest?
I mean, the salty meal might. Don't give a fuck meal might be the biggest.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because you're like, you're done with life. You know what I mean?
So salty, maybe you want to taste something really intense. So
like spicy.
Yeah, something spicy.
Like the spicy chicken nuggets.
They could give you spicy chicken nuggets with like extra salt on them.
Uh-huh.
And does Burger King have onion rings? I feel like that would go well.
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay, so...
But they, like, put the sauce on that, too.
If they throw it all in a bag...
And then they just shake it up.
They shake it up, and then they just give it to you. And then... No, wait, no. I have a really good idea. Okay, the salty meal, they give you all the ingredients separate.
Okay.
And they give you a special bag.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is... The salty bag. You put everything in your salty bag, and then you shake it around because you're really salty. Because
you're annoyed.
Yeah, and it gets sauce
everywhere.
All over everything.
And then they give you a knife, and you can turn the bag around and stab it in the middle and rip it open and eat it, like, out of the bag.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that. That's good.
Salty meal.
We also have... Pissed, yes, and don't give a fuck.
Okay, don't give a fuck is going to be the triple whopper.
Like, you've given up.
Yeah.
On life.
Maybe you get two. Who cares?
It's, it's the basic, it's a regular, like, I feel like that's the default meal at Burger King, right? You obviously don't give any shit anymore. So let's you just get a regular Burger King meal. Just more
It's just
of
a
it.
Number one.
It's just a number one. It's just an extra burger or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Pissed and yass. I don't know what yass is other than happy, though.
If you're feeling happy, you shouldn't be going to Burger King.
Yass. Like, I don't understand this yass one. Like, it's like, there's a happy face on it. Like, look, see the happy face right there? It's hard to see, but it's right there. So it's like...
I've ruined it.
It's like, I don't know. It's like happy, but like... I don't know. I feel like maybe it's like really excited, you know?
So you're anticipating something and you're going to celebrate by going to Burger King.
You're excited, yeah.
Maybe it's just like a frosty.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just like a milkshake or something, you know? They don't have frosties.
Pink. It's strawberry.
They don't have frosties at Burger King.
Okay.
But like, strawberry milkshake. Whatever their like milkshake is. No burger.
No burger.
Because you're too happy
That's
for
That's not
burger.
A meal, though. What comes in the yass bag?
the frosty.
In the bag? You can't put a frosty in a bag.
Maybe it's lined with plastic. And you puncture it with a straw, and then you just, like, sip it out of the bag.
And there can be, like gems on the bags, right? Because it's like, yes, it's happy, right?
Mm. And then when you get to the bottom... There's a prize.
Surprise.
It's like a cereal box, you know? It's
covered in milkshake.
There's like a Flintstones toy in the bottom or something like that. You know what I mean?
I like it.
The last one is the pissed meal. It's like you're angry at the world.
Oh, that would be. Maybe it's stored inside of a really difficult to open container that's satisfying to open. It's like a metal box.
You have to like really open it. You have to like break it.
Yeah, you have to punch it.
They give you a rock to like crack it open.
Yeah.
It's in a lock box with like a bunch of like locks on it. And they give you a rock. And you gotta like bash it open.
Yeah.
And then after you open it, then you get the burger inside. But what is inside the food wise?
If you're maybe it's just burger patties. Like 10 of them.
No bun. Nope. No lettuce, no cheese, just burger patties.
Burger patties.
And you just eat them.
You just
got mad. You know?
Yeah.
You're just angry. And they provide you with, like, a bib that you can wear so that, like, when you eat it by hands, you can just...
One of those white and red checkered ones.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. Those are the meals.
Those are the meals.
I still don't feel like I like this at all. And they got a lot of shit about it.
I bet they did.
Because it seems like they were taking advantage of, like, Mental Health Illness Day to promote their burgers. And this has, like, I don't know. I don't like about this because I feel like brands have been doing this for a while now, for, like the past couple years, where they're, like, taking advantage of people in order to, like, come off as more human-ish, you know, more like we care about you, but they don't really care. They care about selling food. You know what I mean?
It's usually a marginalized group, like people with mental illnesses. Or
yeah, it's almost always.
Or
a marginalized group.
Yeah, discriminated groups.
Yeah, it's almost always like that. And it's like they're like, I won't call it pandering because it's not really pandering.
No.
It's like they're being exploited by these brands to be like, oh, we're your friend. Where they're really not your friend.
We're the ally of mental illness
people. But they're just Burger King. That's all that they are. They're not doing anything. Like, if they really wanted to make a difference in Mental Health Day, they would, instead of doing mental health meals, they would donate all their money for one day to some mental health charity.
You know? And I don't think they did that.
And they definitely didn't do that. So, like, it's like a publicity stunt for this stuff. That's annoying.
Do you think they knew that there would be a negative... maybe. Backlash to this?
We talked about this for some other thing, and I don't remember why, but I feel like we're starting to get to the point with brands, and this is really scary. They're doing things that they know there's going to be an outrage over on purpose, because what that creates is free publicity for them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's less about selling their product now, and more about being in the public's consciousness as much as possible.
Yeah,
you know
and
what I mean.
Because of
especially
the way,
fast food.
Yeah, because of the way we work, upsetting things get into our conscious better.
More, because we're like riled up about it.
Yeah,
but like imagine it this way: like Coke doesn't have to advertise anymore. Everybody knows what Coke is. Well, it's almost the same way for Burger King and McDonald's. Blah blah blah. Everybody knows what those are. Coke, as advertisers, has had the best advertising campaign ever. Because all their advertisements do just remind you that Coke exists. And then it just puts it in your brain, and then the next time you're out and you see a drink, you're like, oh, I get a Coke. You remember Coke is just in your brain a lot. And Burger King is trying to do that, and McDonald's is trying to do that, and Wendy's is trying to do that. But they're not doing it in, like, a nice way. They're doing it in, like, a edgy way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or, like, you will notice this.
Uh-huh. In, like, a edgy, mean way.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's weird.
It is weird. What we were talking about this... The last time we talked about this, it was in relation to the Sonic movie. Mm-hmm. And kind of the thought I had was, yeah, Sonic obviously looks terrible in the trailer. Like, he looks...
Really bad.
Really bad.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering... And it came out right after the trailer aired that they were going to change Sonic's design.
It was like 2 days... It was like a day or two later.
It was like a day later. And you have to wonder, like... Did they make it bad on purpose?
Because they knew there'd be outrage. Because
he didn't look terrible.
Here's the thing, though. It was a smart. It's almost smart because more people are going to watch the Sonic movie now because they want to see how they've changed it.
Yeah.
Then, You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they got more people. Like, I'm almost curious. I'm almost willing to go to the Sonic movie now just to see, like, how it ends
up. How does he look?
Yeah, how does it end up? But I had no interest before, but now I kind of am, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it almost leads you to wonder, did they do that on purpose?
I bet they did. They just rendered the trailer. Everything else was the good-looking Sonic that looks normal and not like a rabid animal with human teeth.
And they're like, we're doing this because we want to generate outrage, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, this, the reason it doesn't sit well with me is because no one is being authentic. It's just like they're manipulating consumers, like, intentionally. And granted, like, companies have done that forever, but they haven't done it so, like, flagrantly, you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
this is different.
They're being very flagrant about it. They're not even trying to pretend that they're nice anymore, you know? It's, it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel like at some point people are going to get over that, like, annoyed with that.
Hopefully. They haven't yet.
I think it's going to either go one of two ways, right? It's either going to go the way of people are like, all right, there's enough brands pretending to be our friends and, like, be edgy and have opinions on things. And they're just going to be like, I'm not listening. And then the advertising is just going to fall flat. Or it's just going to be accepted that this is how advertising is going to work. And then it's going to be this weird thing where all brands are like people and they have, like, opinions about things and stuff, which is super weird.
I think what I tweeted you the other day was, you know, in the future you're gonna tweet like, wow, I had the best sandwich for lunch, it was so good, and then McDonald's is gonna reply to you and say, not as good as our sandwich.
Yes, and that happened in real life in Twitter. There was I think you showed that to me, didn't you?
Yeah, if you post on Twitter that you're looking for a job, Monster will find it and reply to you.
And they'll be like, here's
some jobs in your some area. Jobs
and that's really weird.
Yeah.
You know?
He didn't ask for that.
No, he didn't. Yeah. But brands are willing to, like, step. They're getting more courageous than they ever have been before. And that's weird to me. And it's social media, you know? And it's kind of only exclusively on social media right now, thankfully. But, like, what if it wasn't? You know what I mean? And that's the part that scares me a little bit.
Well, social media is not regulated. They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want.
Legally.
Yeah, they can.
Do you think it should be regulated? This is a political topic.
Don't think it should be, because I don't think, like, if we hold social media to standards of regulation, we should hold a lot more things to that standard, because, like, the internet isn't regulated, and it'd be weird to be like, I mean, you know, it's regulated to a degree, but censorship is not really...
It's low.
It's very low in the grand scheme of things. You know, you can't have certain things on the internet, but it's very low. Social media being regulated would be weird, because there's so many other places you can express opinions that are not good, that it's strange for me to think that social media should be singled out for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you think people should just be smarter and not, like, take this kind of stuff? I think people should be smarter.
We were talking about this earlier, and I, like, I have too much faith in people, I think. Like, I think higher of people than I should sometimes. And, like, so whenever I see a brand thing, like, Wendy's posts a joke, and it's, like, kind of deprecating at someone else's expense, you know, like, or whatever. And people, like, laugh, like, oh, Wendy's is so funny. Like, I wonder myself, like, do you really, do you not realize what they're doing here? They're trying to manipulate you into going to Wendy's. Isn't that kind of shitty of them, you know?
Do you know what you're taking part in when you retweet that Wendy's tweet?
Yeah.
Like, what you're doing?
You're giving Wendy's free advertising and saying it's okay for them to, you know,
be a person.
Be edgy and be a person and be kind of shitty, you know? And that's, I don't know, I feel like... I hope that people will come around and realize that this is, like, a weird thing to do.
Yeah. I think it's really weird.
But I don't know if they will.
I think making corporations people is very dangerous, because they would be very powerful people with very messed up ethics.
Yeah. Because, like, their ethics are...
They're self-serving.
I want money.
Yeah, they're self-serving.
Their ethics are, I want money. There's no really ethics. Yeah. The people in the corporations have ethics, but the company itself doesn't have
it. No, and if you make that a person, it's going to be a bad person.
It's going to be a bad... Yeah, it's going to take advantage of people. I mean, the thing is, we already know that companies take advantage of people. Mm-hmm. I was having this conversation on Twitter yesterday, which is stupid. I should never try to argue with people on Twitter.
You should. It's good.
But, like, the argument was, like... oh, such and such is exploitive, like gambling or whatever. And I was like, yeah, gambling's exploitative. Everything's exploitative. And we're like, what do you mean everything? I'm like, well, every company exploits people in, you know, more, some more than others, but everyone does it. Like, advertising is manipulation, is exploitation. Like, they're trying to get you to think that their product is better than everyone else, even if it might be a lie. You know, that's everything in advertising, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same with most companies. They're trying to get you in different ways to do something. And, like, it's because companies don't have ethics. People do, you know. Companies just trying to make money.
I think maybe there are some private corporations that are, you know, better than others. But something like any publicly owned company that has
shareholders,
people that, you know, they have to make money for, their lives are tied up in that, you know, their well-being, then the company can't.
Any company that's public that's trying to sell you something is manipulating you to some degree.
Yeah.
Because that's what they have to do, you know.
Doesn't mean you can't enjoy it.
It doesn't mean, I'm not saying like they're all evil, but I'm just saying people need to realize that this is a true fact about business, because it seems like to me that people have very, like, limited worldview on this, and they're, like, they think some corporations are their friends, and some are not. You know what I mean? Like, Big Oil, they're bad. It's like, no shit, they're bad. But, like, Wendy's, they're fine, because they're funny on Twitter. Like, don't be ridiculous. They're both evil in their own ways, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think, I'm not saying companies shouldn't do the things they do to make money. You know, some of them do it because that's how business works. But, like, people just need to realize that they're manipulating you and realize that they're not your friend and they'll never be your friend.
Like, I'll eat at Wendy's. I don't care. Like, I don't care. I like Wendy's. It's tasty. But yeah. I know it's different, but I wouldn't buy a depression meal if Wendy's started selling it. That's bad.
Because it's weird. Like, and you know, I don't want to support that. And it's strange. I just wish people would realize that companies aren't their friends. And it's not like, no, three companies are bad. It's like, all of them aren't your friends. None of them are your friends, you know?
Here's a really good example. Chick-fil-A. Like, I love Chick-fil-A, but, they're bad.
They
like,
are really bad.
They're real bad.
And people know that they're bad, but they've refused to believe that the other fast food restaurants aren't bad. And maybe they're not as bad.
No, I don't think they're as bad.
But I bet you they do some things that are pretty bad, too. You know what I mean? And just realize that they're all bad in their own way.
And just be careful out there. Just think about what you're doing.
Be smart. Yeah, be smarter than just being like...
I like that message.
Yeah. And I don't think people... I think we're lulled into a false sense of security because we're so used to things that are convenient. They were like, oh, I don't have to worry about this. And, you know, you don't, but, you know, I think there's a dose of healthy paranoia everyone should have. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot.
I have a lot, more than I would like to have.
Definitely. Me too.
It's just what I do.
I just wish more people would have a little bit, you know what I mean? A little bit of skepticism about the intentions of other entities. You know.
I think maybe our generation is going to be the worst about not being paranoid enough. I think people that are growing up right now are going to be more paranoid.
Well, we're on the weird cusp of like the millennials, our generation. Like, on the cusp of like, the internet wasn't a thing for a while, and now it's a thing. And so we're in this weird middle ground of like, the old ways of like, was trust people, like, give people the benefit of the doubt. And the new ways is to be super skeptical of everything. Yeah. And so we, like, don't know which to do. Like, we're skeptical of some things, but we're trusting of others, and we don't know which to apply which to. You know what I mean? Like, we have no idea, because we haven't been taken advantage of a lot yet.
Yeah.
But
the generation that's growing up right now, like, they're on the internet when they're 6 years old.
Yeah.
And they're going to grow up knowing, everybody can take advantage of me.
Everyone is untrustworthy.
Everyone is untrustworthy. Yeah. And I think they'll be a lot smarter than we were.
I hope so.
Or are.
You think it'll just take a generation to get there, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a generation growing up with smartphones, they're going to learn that a lot of that shit is bad.
You know, for that to happen, like, we have to, our generation has to, like, take some hits on that front and be, like, swindled out of things.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Oh, well. I forgot.
Live and learn.
Well, there's so many, like, you know, phishing scams now, right?
Oh, yeah, they're bad.
And you would look at statistics and think, oh, it's probably all old people. You know, it's all 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds that are getting scams. Like, no, it's everybody's getting scammed, you know? It's because people are so trusting.
I have a cousin in college who texted me last week because I sort of work in IT, and sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, my relatives text me about stuff like this. Mm-hmm. She got a phishing scam emailed to her from her university. It was from mm-hmm. a university account, a .edu account,
yeah.
telling her to click on a link, enter her personal details into there. And you know what? She didn't do it. She was like, yeah, it came from an official source, but there's something wrong.
But it seems sketchy. It felt wrong. Yeah.
If I was in a university, like 10 years ago, if I was in college and I got an email uh-huh. from .edu, uh-huh. I would have put my information in there.
Because you're trusting them, and I would have trusted them too.
Yeah, but
the next generation,
they're smarter.
They're smarter.
It just seemed like an off email, so she didn't do it.
That's good.
Yeah.
But our generation is going to get hit by that a lot before we learn to not do it. And, like, it's weird to me that people my age are getting phishing scammed. We're like, how stupid do you have to be? But, like, it happens, you know? People trust stuff.
Well, in order to not get caught, you have to never answer your phone for anyone that you don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that anymore.
I get phishing, I get calls, like, all the time. Like,
do you get texts?
I don't get texts.
I get texts.
From, like, what?
Do you want
a credit card or something?
No,
like
it's worse. They say, have you seen this? Don't show to anyone.
And then there's a link. And you can,
like... And I'm like, oh, I want to see what's there.
But it's nothing. It's give me your information.
Yeah.
Put in your mother's maiden name, and then we'll tell you. We'll show you the secret to life. That's how they get you. It's like your curiosity, you know? They're trying to... And that's how the internet, like, clickbait articles work, too, right? It's like, you won't believe what this is. And you're like... Well, will I not believe it? I need to see.
They grab your location from your ISP. It's like Texas.
Yeah.
It's outraged.
And you're like, over what? Over what? And you're like, click. And then it's like some... They gathered your information just through that click or whatever. And then you're over. But yeah, hopefully the next generation will be smarter. But I think we're going to get... I think more and more it's probably going to... There's going to be so many information theft based on phishing and stuff like that. You know, it's already starting to happen, you know. Especially with, I was reading a statistic, in like 5 years, 90% of all telephone calls are going to be robocalls.
So you're just going to throw the phone away.
I know.
Like, it's not worth it.
It's not. Point. And I was reading a thing, and this is a really big, this is kind of off topic, but it's in a cool topic, because robocalls are like lightly regulated, but not like super regulated. And they're regulated within America, but in other countries, there's not really any regulation. So they can, if they have your number, they can just call you from anywhere, and you can do it over the internet now, so you don't even need like a real phone or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we can do to stop robocalls, really. Like, there's not really any solution. And one of these guys, these like phone experts, was like, oh yeah, 5 years is going to be mostly robocalls. You know what I mean?
Maybe we could block foreign... It doesn't use IP addresses. You just literally can't stop it, can you?
I don't think they know where it's... Because the problem is, that I was reading, is they... Even if they do it through IP, they can reroute it through so many different other hubs. That it can look like it's coming from Chicago or whatever. Even though it's coming from India or wherever. You know what I mean? So, like, you can't even really block it if you want. The only solution is to, like, put the people that you know in your phone and only get calls from... Like, you can't get a call outside of that. You know what I mean?
But would you enroll with that if you had the option?
Well, the problem with that is, like, how do you ever get a call from something else if it's important? Like, you always want to be able to be reached by someone that you might not have the number of. Like, let's say you interview at a job, or someone's in the hospital, you know, and you're going to receive a call from someone that isn't in your contact list. Like, sometimes that's important, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know what the solution to that is.
You could make a safe list.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be a list that someone could program into your phone. It's a list of, like, a million numbers of reputable businesses. Like, every hospital, every jail, every debt collector.
So it's like a white pages.
Yeah, you could use a white... But only the white pages can call you, maybe.
So maybe you have to... Businesses have to sign up to be on this list.
And there's a fee.
It's like white list.
There's a fee. Someone has to pay us to get
this
on our white
list. This is
list.
A good business idea.
This is real
No,
good.
It's actually incredibly good.
We should be talking about this.
This is an amazing idea. You don't understand how good this is. You could charge like $100 for a business.
$100?
Yeah.
$10,000?
No. No one would start it that way.
Yeah, you can't start it that way, but eventually if this
So you start it with $100.
Okay.
Like a cheap fee. And then when you reach like 25% saturation, then you get to the point where, like, all right, 10,000 wicks to get on the whitelist. You know what I mean?
Otherwise, no one will ever be able to receive your phone call.
Yeah, ever. And then they would do it. Here's the problem with that, though. We would have to be trustworthy enough to, like, check the people to make sure we don't have any solicitors that are coming on to the whitelist. You know what I mean?
Pretending to be a legitimate business.
So we would have to have, like, legitimate, like, investigation of the business to make sure, to, like, suss them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd have auditors.
Yeah.
Still a really good idea.
It would be hard. It's tough, though, because, like, eventually that business would become for-profit of, like, greedy for-profit. Like, you want to be on the whitelist? I know you're a solicitor, but, you know, if you give us an extra 10 grand, you can get on the list. You know, it'll eventually become that.
Maybe it won't, though. Like, think about how you can run this. You can... So, this isn't going to be involved with government at all. This is a completely privately owned directory that people can pay to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe people use it... Like, some people would use it, some people wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people would. And you could choose to have, like, a super ethical...
Committee
in exchange for people paying exorbitant
to
amounts.
To get on the whitelist.
It could be kind of like the mob.
Yeah.
Like, people would have to pay so much,
uh-huh.
and that would compensate for never allowing solicitors
right.
on. For only
right.
engaging in mm-hmm. super...
Important
business
stuff.
Business stuff, yeah.
And
I think that's going to get bigger as time goes on, too. Like, there's so many, like... skeevy business practices.
Do you think we're going to have a whitelist for more than just phone calls? Like, it's going to be like, these are the good things that you can do. And so some committee is going to, like, validate these things. Is like, this is okay, this is good. You know what I mean?
But then, like, another thing people could pay you to do is, I'll pay you 10 grand to take my competition off the list. Like, let's say St. Vincent's Hospital doesn't like Wolfson's very much. So they're like... You take Wolfson's off the list, we'll pay you a lot.
And then they're like, whoops, we accidentally took them off
the list. You failed your audit.
Yeah. So the person we talked to wasn't, you know, they weren't, they give a fake name. They're like, they failed the questionnaire, the yearly, you do like a yearly call-in to like audit or whatever, like a yearly thing, you know, to make sure they're kosher. And then we do it. And it would be free for non-businesses to use the list.
You know, I don't think you can allow non-businesses at all. What you do
I'm saying, as me, if I don't want to get calls from anyone but the whitelist,
mm-hmm.
it's free for me to just use the whitelist. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could set it up that way. You could also charge, like, $5.
Like a month?
No, just, like, upfront.
Oh, once? To so use it forever.
Yeah, because this would be an app, right, for a phone?
Yeah.
Or for your computer?
Yeah.
Or
maybe. You do it with emails, too.
Maybe you do make it free, because the more people use it, the more businesses are going to pay.
I think you make it free. And then the businesses are like, oh, I want to get on that list.
Yeah.
You know?
uBlock Origin, they have, what, like 100 million users?
Where?
What are you it's talking the, about? Or AdBlock, like uh-huh. for Chrome.
Yeah.
They have like 100 million different users
there's
or something.
There's a lot. Yeah.
So if you could do this for your phone, I think you could get just as many.
Yeah. And if you get it for free, everyone will be like, yeah, I'll try this.
Of course I'll use it. Like, why wouldn't you use it?
And then companies will be like, yes, I want to be on this because everyone's using it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay a lot of money to be on it. Because otherwise they would never be able to call somebody. It's a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
It's almost too good of an idea.
Why hasn't someone done this?
I don't know. It's probably a lot of red tape. You have to have someone that's really good at negotiating with businesses to have, because you need an upfront amount of businesses to be part of it.
Yeah.
Or else it would never work. You need like a critical mass, you know, of businesses. And that would probably be really hard. But once you get that, you hardly have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people would just pay you to be on the whitelist. You know what I mean? Forever.
I'm trying to think of a way to take the upfront part out, to take the beginning critical mass part out.
Like, I don't know how.
Is there a way you could, like, crowdsource the labor to do that? Like, recommend a business to be added to the whitelist kind of thing. Just to get the list started.
You could use, you know how iPhone has block numbers?
Yeah.
You could just, you could have everyone on the list at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this app and you block numbers. Okay? And every time you block a number, that is propagated to everyone else that's using the app. So you don't create the list. You have a list of every number in the United States already.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just remove numbers as you as you go or something like that.
Maybe it's not. So you block a number, it blocks it for you, but it also puts a vote against the company on the master list. Right. And after a certain number of votes,
they're removed.
Yeah, because just one, people would abuse
them. So they're removed from the list.
Yeah. I think that would give you a pretty good start. Mm-hmm. Like, eventually you would want to start handpicking people, but that would give you a good start.
Yeah. See, it's hard for me to, like, think of ways to do this ethically. Right? Because what you could do is have the app on your phone, and every number that's blocked is a tally to remove from the list. But in order to propagate the list, to begin with, is they scrape your phone for all your contacts and throw them on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone that you don't have blocked, they just automatically throw on the list.
Here's what you do. You could monitor all the calls people make, and no, it's fine. Like, we're not going to record the conversations. We just want to know who you're calling. Mm-hmm. And people... all outgoing calls get added to the list.
Oh.
So, like, if you're reaching out to
that's
someone...
That's added to the list.
That's added.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not calls you receive, only
it's
ones that go
you,
out.
You put. Yeah.
You would have to, like, obviously just trace everybody's phone calls to do that. But I think you can do that with an app, right?
Yeah.
That's possible.
So. Yeah. And then, even if you were added to the list, if someone blocks you, like, 5 times, you're automatically taken off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's kind of a self-regulating list, you know?
Yeah, that's no work at all.
But then how do you make money?
Premium club.
Then, okay, the premium, yes, this is what you do. So what you do is the companies that want to never be taken off the list pay $10,000 to be on the permanent whitelist. It's not subject to blocks or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's all they're always there.
Yeah.
And it applies for all of the numbers in their organization. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That would do it. Because otherwise, just, you know, a classroom full of people could get your business taken off of this amazing list.
Yeah, exactly. If they just pulled a prank or something.
Every business would have to commit money to do this.
Every business would have to do it. And small businesses wouldn't, because they'd just take the risk. Like, oh, no one's going to prank me.
Yeah.
Whatever. And there could be like a... there could be like a review process. You call them and you're like, my business was taken off. And then they're like, okay, we'll fix it. Like, you would fix it, but you wouldn't get it fixed right away.
Yeah.
But if I'm like Citibank or Wells Fargo or whatever, like, yeah, I need that number to be in operation all the time.
Otherwise, people are going to get mad.
So, like, yeah, and we can charge the more money. Is like the we can have it tiered by how much money the corporation makes. So
or
like
how many calls they get.
Oh yeah. So it's like if you have a lot of calls, pay us $100,000 a year to be on the waitlist forever. You know what I mean?
I think it's a really good idea.
It is a good idea. It's almost too good.
Yeah.
It's kind of evil.
It's actually for good though. Like it's kind of evil for good.
Evil for the greater good.
Yeah, because you're really helping people. Like you said,
yeah, you
like 90% of calls will be robocalls
you're
in
right.
5 years.
You're right.
This would stop that.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Scary though.
Super good idea.
The whitelist. How are we doing on time?
We're already in 1 hour and 3 minutes. Do you believe that?
Really?
Yeah.
Can't believe we made it all the way. We're going to do a short episode, and look at this. So we did the whitelist thing.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know? All right, well, we can call that episode.
Yeah.
As we call it. Any final thoughts before we sign off for the day? This is a good episode, I feel like.
So,
tell
this has been the Time Bat Show. Who's our sponsor today, Time Aces?
Our sponsor is...
It's hard, isn't it?
Big Ranch 2020.
Big Ranch 2020. Grassroots podcasting. Be there or you will be out.
Be out of the
Big Ranch.
You won't be on the whitelist of podcasts.
Yeah.
When you're feeling like, I don't know how to do this anymore. We'll just sign off there. We don't have to do anything else.
Have a good night,
everyone. Good night, everyone. Drive safely. Bye.
Bye.
That was...